Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $403 million. Play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Vice President Mike Pence visited today Fabic Cat in Fenton to speak to workers and supporters about job growth. Pence also addressed this week's vandalism at a Jewish cemetery in University City.
Let me say it's been inspiring to people all across this country to see the way the people of Missouri have rallied around the Jewish community with compassion and support. You have inspired this nation with your kindness and your care.
Following the event, Pence joined Governor Greitens to tour the cemetery. Activist groups are staging demonstrations in Columbia today, protesting Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler's failure to hold any town hall meetings. Deborah Finley is advocating for transgender students to use the bathroom that coincides with their identity and protesting Hartzler's appearance.
H.R. 610 is the bill that would prohibit transgender students from using the bathroom of their identity. So we think that's very important. And it does happen as early as grade school. So this can negatively impact many children, both rural and urban.
Hartzler is meeting with chamber members and participating in a financial services roundtable today. A man has been shot and killed by a St. Louis police officer. A 63-year-old man reportedly fired at officers when they entered his home with a search warrant. No officers were injured. The wife of fallen St. Louis County police officer Blake Schneider has been invited to Washington, D.C. to listen to President Trump address Congress on Tuesday. Elizabeth Snyder posted the message on her Facebook page. 33-year-old Blake Snyder was shot and killed while on duty in October. The Missouri House has given initial approval to a plan that would reduce the amount of time people can be on unemployment benefits from 20 weeks to 13 weeks. Under the measure, the maximum number of weeks would increase if the unemployment rate climbs beyond 6%. Lawmakers are looking at a proposal to require transparency over money paid out to settle lawsuits against the state. House Democrat Gail McCann Beatty obtained documents from the Attorney General's office showing results over the past 5 years. Those figures show the state set aside $30 million for such settlements, but paid out $60 million.
There are three areas that the Attorney General does not have purview over in these cases. They do their own investigations, have their own outside counsel, yet the state's on the hook for whatever those settlements are. The Department of Conservation, the Department of Transportation, and our public university.
McCann Beatty's proposal would require all activity involving the fund, which covers the lawsuits, to be reported to lawmakers on a monthly basis. This is Missouri Net News.